brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Muhammad, Thomas, and Scott. Only time we have to take your calls. Moving quickly, last 5 minutes with Governor Ventura. Just finishing up with that statement. You are worried about some type of staged terror attack as a pretext to go into Iran, sir?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I don't think anything, you know, remember, these two political parties, and the Republicans are in bad shape right now. McCain's trailing. Republicans look like they'll get slaughtered in the congressional races, and they're going to lose all their power. So rest assured that some type of decision they will have to come up with in an attempt to continue to keep themselves in power, because that's what the two parties do, and that's their main objective.
Well, we also have all these memos confirmed where the Republicans are saying we need terror attacks. I mean, how much more obvious does it have to get?
Yeah, exactly.
My God, these people ought to be all put in chains right now.
And how much more stupid can we be if we buy into this?
All right, let's go to JJ in Florida and then Muhammad in Chicago. JJ in Florida, make it quick. We got about 2.5 minutes left.
Hey, how you doing today?
Good.
Good. How are you, JJ?
Hey, pretty good. I was a CH-46 crew chief. I bet you remember those, huh, Jesse?
Oh, I've jumped out of a few of them.
Yeah. Hey, did you do any covert stuff? I was in the 80s. And I remember dropping you guys off in the jungles of the Philippines and all kinds of stuff. And
well, I was in from 69 to 73 on active duty.
Right. Well, anyway,
so I'm way back. I'm one of them guys. I was in the Navy when the ships were made of wood and the men were made of steel.
Hey, I was just in Jacksonville for a while, and you had a CR Navy now to make you want to throw up. I mean, it's feminized. It's now I went on a smart ship and took a tour. I couldn't believe it.
I don't know. I don't find that so bad. It'd be better looking at some girls than maybe you.
Well, I picked up.
I see that only in fun.
But anyway,
serving with girls wouldn't be so bad.
Yeah, I got to bring some women in for, you know, have some fun.
Well, this one, I was driving a cab for a while, and I picked up this one sailor. You wouldn't believe this girl that jumped in, and he goes, "Hey, buddy, how would you like to have her? You never had her on a ship, did you?"
Have some camp women. I got to jump here. Let's go to another call. Muhammad in Chicago. You're on the air with Governor Ventura. Go ahead.
All right. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. Hi, Muhammad.
Hey, what's up? Okay, so I didn't really expect that Ventura was going to be on, but I can just pose this question to both of you all. Now, it's no denying that we're headed, like, very rapidly into an economic depression as well as a police state here in America. And I'm kind of young. I've got the opportunity to travel. I am scared. I don't want to be here when everything collapses as far as the economy.
It's going to collapse worldwide. You've got to blame the politicians now so they'll strengthen the dollar. What Governor Ventura said earlier, you know, he's gone out and checked with the experts like we all have. We have got to stop spending as much and stop the wars. That will buoy the dollar. Governor Ventura?
Yeah, I agree. You know, those are the two main things. Stop the spending. Stop putting ourselves in debt. The main thing is this $9+ trillion debt. Look at it like you'd look at your own home economics. If you've got a mortgage or a debt hanging over your head that's more than you make, that's more than what all the worth you have, well, your economy is in big trouble. Well, that's the same way because of the debt that our economy is in trouble today, and the devaluing of the dollar goes hand in hand with the high oil prices.
Muhammad, does that answer your question?
Well, I just want to say, because like I don't want to be here when the dollar is worth less.
Yeah, there's nowhere for you to run. You want to ask where to go.
Right, there ain't nowhere to run.
Nowhere to run, buddy. Appreciate the call. The meltdown of our economy is going to cause a world hyperinflationary depression. That's not me. That's Nobel Prize winner Joseph Stiglitz. That's the head of Reaganomics, Dr. Roberts. We've had them all on. Got a big expert coming up next segment, Bob Chapman, formerly the biggest gold and silver broker in the world. He's now retired. Jesse Ventura, Governor Ventura, we pray that you will. We hope that you're going to be running for Senate, but if not, you've done your duty. Thank you for spending time with us.
Thank you, Alex. It's always my pleasure, and I look forward to doing it again before I head to Mexico.
Thank you. We'll talk to you soon, sir.
Very good. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. There he goes, ladies and gentlemen. Was that a hint?
Wake up, Protestant America. There is an ecumenical movement now being planned to join church and state. This confederation of evangelicals, Catholics, and Protestant denominations will form one huge political voting bloc. Their agenda is enforcement of religious worship and morality by legislation. Our forefathers wrote the Bill of Rights to guarantee all Americans this freedom, liberty of conscience. History and the Bible prove to them that these two systems, church and state, must be kept separate. It must be our love of God and of country that prompts or constrains us. This will change the character, not civil enforcement. From history, we saw that when church and state united, known as Papal Rome, religious intolerance resulted. This union would go directly contrary to the great principles of our nation. America and Papal Rome are uniting in this agenda. Protestant America, awake before it is too late. The prophecies are fast fulfilling. Jesus is coming soon. For free materials, call 888-211-1715 or write The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, we just gave you Governor Ventura from his home in Minnesota for an hour and 5 minutes, exclusive, right before he makes the announcement on Larry King. That was kind of ominous at the end when he said, well, I'll talk to you again before I go back to Mexico. And ladies and gentlemen, that may have been a Freudian slip, but that sounded to me like he is intending on evacuating the United States down to fun and surf. You know, he lives. I know where he lives. He lives, you know, don't want anybody to say, but let's just say an hour away from power in a two little bedroom bungalow on the Pacific Ocean in the hills right over the coast in the jungle. And he's got solar power and everything, and he says it is heaven on earth. God almighty, I'm tempted to do the same thing, to say, you know what? The country, the scumbag New World Order, our screwed-up patriot movement, you can all just beat the hell out of each other. I am escaping to the jungle. But I have a sneaking suspicion that the New World Order would find me there. Yeah, I mean, Mexico's falling apart going into revolution. You can't own a gun down there. There is nowhere to go, folks. New Zealand's turning into a police state. Costa Rica. Argentina was a place to run until 2000. Their dollar was as strong as the U.S. dollar. They had as high a standard of living. Average income was like $30,000 there. Not anymore, ladies and gentlemen. Their average income is a few thousand. So there's nowhere to run, nowhere to hide, and he would not tell me off air. I talked to him some off air. I talked to him at home last week. And Governor Ventura is warming quite a bit to me, I'm sure you can all tell. You can only hear some of the off-air discussions. Oh, God help us, man. God help us. Forget moving down to the Pacific coast of Mexico. I would just like to go stay in a tiny motel on the beach, somewhere like that, for a month with my children. God, just heaven. Eating blackened fish or fried fish right out of the ocean you catch, snorkeling around, watching the storm clouds roll in the evening. I love the tropics, ladies and gentlemen. I love palm trees. I love blue sky and blue water. I just love it. It's torture to see yuppies in Lexuses, and I'm not knocking having a Lexus. I just the people getting off on having it, and the neighbors looking at you weird, and people prancing around, and just the ignorance and moron yuppies laughing at me. One came in the radio studio yesterday and was laughing at me. I know him. He's a call screener that's always messing with me over the year if I've tried to call into local shows on the station. And I just feel sorry for him. I don't even want to be around him. See, I'd rather be around a bunch of poor natives. I'd rather be around all poor, you know, Mayan Mexicans than I'd rather be around all the arrogant know-it-all gringos. And all of the, you know, ignorant scum other groups. It's just really we've degenerated. You heard Ventura talking about that. There's still a lot of good people here. Don't get me wrong. But when you've got a barrel that's half rotten apples with worms coming out of them, there's some clean apples in there. In fact, I've even seen a rotten barrel of apples out of an orchard when I was a kid that had been sitting in a shed for a couple weeks and worms had gotten into it. And I remember having to, I was told my job was to pick through some of them by my grandma when I was down there during the summer. And she said, oh, yeah, these got left in there. We didn't know they were in there. I want you to pick through them. So I've literally picked through it wasn't a barrel. It was a big box of rotten apples, and probably a third of them were still good. But, you know, you got worms coming out of them. Some are rotten. You got to wash the ones that don't have worms off. And that's really who we are. I mean, when I look at the barrel and say, look at this rotten country, I'm not saying you're rotten or I'm rotten. But actually, I read about pioneers and forebears and how hard they worked and how strong they were. And it just isn't some image of the past. I mean, it was true. I'm reading Men Against the Sea, which is based on the true letters and documents and the court martials of the mutiny on the Bounty. True story, but I'm going to read Pitcairn's Island, the last one after that. And it describes in there a 4,000-plus-mile journey in a 21-foot-long boat with a tiny sail with enough food for 18 men for one meal. And they went, what was it, close to 2 months on that. I mean, folks, I mean, I can't imagine toughing it out for 5 hours out deep sea fishing, which I've done, you know, through really rough waves and sitting there vomiting over the side while you're reeling in giant fish. Can you imagine that? 4,000 plus miles, and they finally pulled up at two islands, and natives would run up and bash their brains out and be gobbling their brains as they rowed out to sea while the natives were, you know, beating whoever they could grab to death with rocks and spears. And then I think about myself. I am weak. I am pathetic. I am not tough. And then I compare myself to other people. The decadent weakness. I mean, our ancestors were strong. And I don't care if you were an African or a guy from England. It didn't matter. I mean, our ancestors were strong. The most pathetic of them may not have even been physically as strong as we are today. But mentally, they were tough as nails. And they were also ready to die. I mean, if somebody challenged their honor, or if somebody got in their face, or if some bureaucrat tried to push them around, They didn't care if they beat some corrupt constable's brains in, and it would mean in a week later they'd be hanging from a pole. They would just go ahead and beat his brains out if he tried to shove them around. Now, before that, there were periods where that wasn't the case. And when we go through these periods, but where there is plenty, you have decadence and men become monsters. Where you have hardship, men become incredible. That's the law of nature. And I just think about who we are, and I think about how they've trained us to fight with ourselves. Men and women, husband and wives, when you fight with each other, when you get into hating each other, the New World Order wins. When you get lazy and don't take care of your children and don't make sure they grow up straight and strong, you give into the New World Order. I mean, stop watching TV. Stop caring so much about entertainment. Stop being so decadent. And it doesn't mean you're going to be a man or a woman overnight, but, you know, if it means you've got your kids are spoiled brats drinking all this sugar and caffeine and acting bad and watching 10 hours of TV a day, stop letting them watch TV. They're throwing fits. Don't take them to a shrink to put deadly Prozac or Ritalin in them. You take them out to march up and down the mountains and here in Austin. And don't tell me you can't. You don't be lazy. When they get home from school, you drag them out there with you, and you take them out in the hill country or wherever you live, and you march them 5-6 miles. They don't like it, you discipline them. You get them in shape. You get their mind straight. But you know what? All this sickness, all this decadence is coming to an end. And in a sick way, I'm kind of ready for it. It's not really sick. I'm ready to purge. What do you think diarrhea is? When you got a stomach virus or bacteria and it's killing you in your gut, your body purges it out. Your body pushes it out of you. You think that's what's making you sick? No, that's your body getting better. And instead, we are like an 800-pound man who's 700 pounds crap. I'm sorry to use that analogy, but that's what it is. We are a giant bag of refuse, a giant bag of decadent scum, myself included. But I do. I tower above most men, and I am a lowly worm. That's what freaks me out so much. The Chinese are going to eat our lunch, folks. The Latin Americans are going to eat our lunch and are eating our lunch. They're hungry. We're not. I don't care what color you are in this country. We're in deep trouble because we just don't have a depression coming on. We got a sadistic control freak, eugenics mad government running things who could give a plug nickel for you and your freedom. And I want to say this, you know, I try to do the best I can. I try to be effective against the New World Order, but I don't calculate what I'm going to do. And I got to say this. And it doesn't mean I won't screw up again. It doesn't mean I won't do things that are bad and destructive again. In the whole, judge me by my fruits. I'm doing good. Who could deny it? You will know them by their fruits. But in the final equation, I do more good than bad, but I also do a lot of harm. And so I'm going to start analyzing the things I do wrong on air. The things I've thought about privately 1,000 times I do, but then when I get on air, I get all hyped up and do it again. I apologize to the police of this country. I apologize for the way I've conducted myself and the things I've done and the things I've said, because my relations with the police in many respects has caused greater damage, and so I need to set about rectifying that. And I'll explain after the break what I mean by that. I apologize to Americans who are listening to the show, whether you're black, white, Hispanic, old, young, because I could have explained myself on the issue of illegal immigrations better instead of feeding into the balkanization. And I'm going to do that when we get back. And I also apologize to everyone that I haven't articulated what I've always known properly about environmentalism. So I'll do all three of those briefly when we get back. Then Bob Chapman, and I promise your calls, Roman, Zana, Jeremy, Chris, Tony. You didn't get a chance to talk to Governor Ventura. You'll get a chance to talk to me and Bob Chapman. But I want to come back, and I want to have a heart-to-heart with all of you, because things are too dangerous. Things are too bad. Things are too perilous to screw around anymore. We got to gut up And we got to do the right thing now, ladies and gentlemen.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Ah, here I come now, baby. Come on, come on, come on, baby. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Waging war on corruption, crashing to the lies and disinformation. Oh, it's Real Talk Radio. Real issues that actually affect you, your country, your family. The enemy is moving upon us right now. If we expose them like never before, they will be discredited and fall. I've seen the blood. I know we're bloodying them. We're hurting them bad. Keep stabbing the Leviathan. We're going to kill it by 1,000 cuts. Know you're hitting pay dirt, boys. And don't stop. When you're in a fight for your life, you don't think about it. You just give it all. Just keep swinging those picks, those daggers, those battle axes in the info war right into the enemy. Put every bit of sinew you got into it. This Leviathan is going to fall. I'm going to flesh this out in the days to come, but simply put, getting on air and yelling and screaming about the police being thugs only compacts them deeper into their gang mentality. The behavioral psychologists that have federalized and twisted our police forces know that as they become more corrupt and more authoritarian, that will cause the public to hate them. Then the public hating them and going against them will compact them more into their gang psychology and make them only serve the system more. We're going up against sophisticated psychology here. And so flipping out on the police is wrong. I should hold out good examples of good police and good examples of good sheriffs and where they're not being federalized. I should point out how the police are being victimized, brainwashed, conditioned. I should go through how they're being lied to, explain how they're being manipulated, explain how it endangers them. But I get lazy. You know, I get angry about what's happening, and I just do what's easy and start, you know, when I see footage of police beating somebody up on the highway because they ask questions or choking them or whatever for no reason, and then the police wrongfully charge them, I get mad and call them criminals, and those individuals are criminals. But we need to point out how they're criminals and go over it instead of just blowing up with the shorthand of, oh, they're a bunch of, you know, scum, and they're enemies of the American people. No, they are being used by the New World Order, and we need to show them how and why. And the same thing goes with the illegal aliens. The illegal aliens are in a hellish third world country that our elites have been controlling and manipulating with the Mexican elites. Horrible things have been done to them. Their elites know they're going to get angry and fight back, so they then blame it on the people of the U.S. as the scapegoat. The U.S. did take about a third of its territory, about half of Mexico's territory, about a third of our territory comes from that. Mexico didn't truly hold it, had no real claim to it, but neither did the U.S. That's just the law of empires. Now we need to reach out to the Mexican people and explain to them how they're being manipulated and how they're being used against the United States. We need to explain to the American people that it's not that we're against the illegal aliens, because that's what it's turning into, is just a hate of Mexicans, and that is we are against them being used as a tool of driving down our wages and destroying our republic. Because we can't get down to the level, even if a lot of the illegal aliens have been taught to hate gringos, which a lot of them do, let's be honest about it. It's all over radio and TV. We need to be above that and explain to those people, you have a lot of reasons to hate us, but we've been scapegoated, and explain to them the more sophisticated plan by the New World Order. Because if we can make Mexico a free country, if we could ever root out the corruption there, and it's coming to a head there as well, and if we could ever let them take their country over, it'd be more wealthy than the United States. Instead, the globalists have a deal where they export their revolution and their criminals here, which helps bring down the U.S. while it keeps the Mexican government in power. And then with the environmentalism, the New World Order is very, very good at hijacking and co-opting things that make a lot of sense. And the environment is in a crisis. And I mean in a crisis for humans. The toxic waste, the genetic engineering, the clear-cutting, the overfishing is hurting humans' future. I mean, we're affected by the dioxin, by the toxic waste, by the chimeras, the genetic engineering, by the hybrid creations. And I need to clearly make the point that a lot of the stuff you hear the environmentalists doing is sensible and reasonable. The problem is it's been co-opted, and instead of focusing on real environmental issues, we're going to be co-opted into supporting global carbon taxes, which will actually cause more toxic waste dumping. I'll explain when we get back, then we'll go to Bob Chapman and your phone calls. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Keep out of reach of children under 6 years of age. If you accidentally swallow more than used for brushing, seek professional assistance or contact a poison control center immediately. Why would you or your family use a product with this warning? If you're looking for a safe and natural alternative to keep your teeth healthy, clean, and sparkling, then you need Soli Smile All-Natural Tooth Powder, the first tooth powder of its kind. Soli Smile contains 84 mineral-rich Himalayan sea salt, baking soda, and xylitol, a sugar substitute with long-lasting dental benefits. Soli Smile comes in 5 flavors, made from grade-A essential oils, so I know it'll please even your kids. You'll also appreciate the convenient 2-ounce airline-safe size. Try some, and you too will have a Soli Smile. Order some today at SoliSmile.com. That's SoliSmile.com. Or call us toll-free, 866-497-0274. That's 866-497-0274. Mention GCN for a free gift, complete with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
We're going to have Bob Chapman, the internationalforecaster.com, coming up in about 5 minutes with us. I wanted to finish up here. The point I was making about real environmentalism versus false environmentalism. The elites, thousands of years ago in Rome and Japan and China, would say, well, we're only going to let the population live on about 5% of the land. That's so they don't destroy the earth and our property. And you could argue that was real environmentalism, you know, starve people to death, totally make them live in horrible conditions. But it was a tool of control. And then you had the Rockefellers and others, and about 110 years ago, the Carnegie Endowment, the British Royal Family and others fund modern conservation and environmentalism. And a lot of it sounds reasonable. Don't overfish. Don't cut down all the old growth forest. And then they get you to believe in that and push for that. You know, it's easy to sell a good product. But then it becomes something to steal private property and not pay market value for, and then they build on it. Then it becomes something to get around the Constitution and Bill of Rights. And they use environmentalism right here. The city council stole tens of thousands of acres from people, wouldn't pay a market value. They paid them about 10 cents on the dollar, and they turned around and took the building restrictions off and built golf courses and luxury hotels and million-dollar houses from the ranchers and people they stole it from. That's a micro example of smart growth. And here's an example of how they're selling the global warming fraud. And it is a fraud. The Earth heats up, it cools down. A hot Earth with higher levels of carbon dioxide in every major study shows more life, more plankton, more trees, more animal life. It's good. We've been in a oxygen and carbon dioxide starved level. So you have all these thousands of real environmental things that are going on. Genetic engineering, cross species that's hurting the entire biosphere, jumping into plants and animals that aren't even part of the experiment, hurting humans. No doubt these GMO foods we're eating that have had their major DNA changed, very toxic. I mean, they can make a potato last longer and taste better, but by the way, it's got new factors in it, new proteins that never existed in any part of any other life form, and it's totally toxic to your body and hurts you. That's just one example of thousands. So, see, none of that's being dealt with. None of that's being talked about. It's all carbon footprint, carbon footprint, carbon footprint, carbon footprint. And you pull up to Office Depot and they got signs up, you can't park here, only low-emission cars. So, see, instead of having true environmentalism about what's hurting us, like dumping dioxin in the air, coal-fired plants that are dirty coal, which are filled with mercury, the government blocked all the major clean coal mines in Utah, so we have to burn dirty coal now. I mean, it's incredible what's going on. All this real environmental issues that we have going on, but none of that will be dealt with. It's all going to be about carbon taxes, which in the Club of Rome, CFR, UN, they all admit it's a fraud. They laugh at us. They write books saying it, saying we're going to, 20, 30, 40 years ago they were saying this, we're going to tell them there's an ice age or global warming, depending on what the trend is, and we're going to tax them and have a world tax, and people will pay taxes, carbon credits, into the private central banks. I told you for years they do that because I was reading what they say they do, and now people are going, Alex Jones was right again. They're proposing buying credits from the private banks. That makes them the global government. And they're not fighting Al-Qaeda, or they're not fighting some other imaginary enemy to get us to rally around them. They're fighting the saving the earth from the scourge humanity. Meanwhile, let's look. I mean, let's go ahead and believe them that global warming is caused by carbon dioxide, and carbon dioxide's a bad thing. It's a toxic waste. It's not. Plants breathe it, but let's just go with the fraud. They're going to put in carbon taxes in about 25 Western nations, from New Zealand to Canada, the U.S. to England, from Greenland to places like Germany. And all that will do is make all the industry go to India, go to China, go to Mexico, where there's no controls. And they admit that, and the globalists have said, not only is it a tax, it's a way to further deindustrialize and gain control over the middle classes. Okay? So that's what's going on. Now, how do you explain that to some liberal? You walk up to them, they're not really a liberal, they're believing a false corporate fraud paradigm they've downloaded, basically. If you walk up and say global warming's bull, they immediately think you're George Bush attacking Iran and Iraq, lying and torturing and getting rid of the Fourth Amendment. See, by Bush coming out and saying he was against the greenhouse gas taxes while he actually put them all in place, what he was able to do, that then made Europe and liberals here think, my God, Bush lies about everything else. It must be real. I better get behind this. Just like when conservatives would see Bill Clinton handing over ports to the communist Chinese military, they would freak out and think, my God, Republicans must be good, and then run join them. See, that's how the left-right paradigm works. The left feeds the right feeds the left in their fear, keeping the two groups separate but combined into the same false paradigm tied up together. And so Republican policies reinforce the left, and Democratic liberal policies reinforce the right, whether it's in Germany or England or the U.S. or Australia, it doesn't matter. This is a dialectic. This is a system of control. And so everybody sees real environmental problems, people dying of cancer when they're 15 years old everywhere. Leukemia is way up, all these other things way up, autism, people unhealthy, all these new diseases, all these toxicities, all these Superfund sites, and then they hear the solution's a global tax, and they say, my God, I'm for it. How do you approach somebody and go, look, here's how the trick works. Bush comes out against it and then you know he's a bad guy and wrong on every other policy, so you think, oh my gosh, it must be good. I'm for a global warming tax. You see, just like Bush is so bad, well, the left all must be good, so maybe gun control's good if Bush is against it. But in reality, he tripled the size of the BATF and is coming after your guns. You see, that's why you've got to get out of the left-right paradigm. We're not going to save the environment, and it's in trouble, folks, unless we can not let them co-opt us into their false solution of taxing greenhouse gases. I hope all of this is getting through to you, okay? They're going to tax your breathing while they engineer grasses, oaks, every food plant, every animal, crossing it with other insects and other animals, hundreds of human hybrids, goat hybrids, pig hybrids, cow hybrids, horse hybrids, dog hybrids, jellyfish humanoid hybrids. I mean, type in human-animal hybrid into Google and all the National Geographic, AP, Reuters, BBC. You tell the person on the street that they don't believe it exists because they've been taught to fear carbon dioxide, not cross-species hybrids that give rise to superviruses that then go into bacteria and give you super-mutated bacteria already killing bees, killing trees, killing the ocean, mutating plankton. I mean, this is... Oh, my God. We can't worry about something real. We can't worry about overfishing. We can't worry about anything real or chopping down rainforest. We've just got to tax carbon dioxide. All right. We're going to Bob Chapman, and I got all this other news here. He'll be ready for the rest of the show until about 45 after next hour. Your calls are coming up, I promise, at 1-800-259-9231 on any issue with Bob Chapman, but especially the economy. Bob, I want you to recap what we've seen happen the last week with Indy Bank, with Freddie Mac, Fannie Mae, and then walk us through the basics. Recap the basics and then look at what solutions to this would be, but we know that's not going to happen, so where this is going to go. And so we can't have big solutions to fix the major problems, which you say is too late, and I agree, but to have a softer landing than what we can do individually. Bob Chapman, the international forecaster, thank you for joining us. And if you'd like, you can comment on the environmental rant I was just engaging in.
No, I thought you covered it brilliantly. Some of the things that you spoke about, I wasn't aware of. And I think you've got a great grasp on it. And I think the listeners should be happy that you're able to present it in a concise form that way. As far as what's going on in the financial markets, we can reach back almost a year now. When the exposure came, there was a credit crisis. Needless to say, it'd been building for the last couple of years prior to that. And since then, they've really accomplished very little in solving that crisis. We've seen commercial and residential real estate fall in value in degrees, depending upon where you are and how much your real estate went up. We've seen a tremendous fraud uncovered with the sale of mortgage bonds called CDOs and SIVs, and the mislabeling them of AAA, when in fact they were BBB, with a difference between a 10 and a 4. And now we're starting to see the falling out of banking structure. We saw the financial assassination of Bear Stearns. They never had to go under. That was the machinations of those on Wall Street in conjunction with the Federal Reserve, which Wall Street owns. And we then saw a beginnings of institutions going under, and that came with the mortgage companies first, and then there was some 235 or 50 of them that went down. Then that was followed by IndyMac. IndyMac happened on Friday after the close of the market. That's usually when they do those things. And they've known for a long time that there was a serious problem there, just like they did with Countrywide. And they had one of their shareholders, Bank of America, step in and buy Countrywide. And by the looks of things, the purchase of Countrywide may end up taking Bank of America down in time as well. And so IndyMac is, like Countrywide, become emblematic of the decline of particularly residential housing. And it's got a long way to go. I saw a couple of articles that said in the last couple of days, especially one today in the Chicago Tribune, relating that the subprime Alta mortgage problem will be over this month, not in their wildest dreams. That particular segment of the market has got until the end of next June to go, and all during that period it's going to be nasty. On top of that, you
Bob, stop there. I didn't want to interrupt you because I wanted you to go over all this, but that was in my list of things to ask. This is the same group that told us 6 months ago with Bear Stearns that this was the end of the downturn, and they knew the whole time, because I was reading, you know, some of their internal stuff that leaks out. They were saying, get ready for curtains. Meanwhile, they're telling the people everything's great. That makes them lose more confidence, doesn't it? Doesn't that make the people trust them even less, that the fact that they can never tell us the truth? Doesn't that deepen the crises?
Yes, it does, and it brings more people to recognition of what's going on, and it also...
So why do they lie?
Because they have no other choice. They have just decimated the financial and economic system through their greed more than anything else, and they also want to, as you explained when you talked about environmentalism, that they want to denude the Western nations of manufacturing capability so they can handle them better, bring them down to a lower level. And it's the same thing in the financial and economic overall sphere. And so we're looking at all these fallouts, and what if from here on out you're probably going to see a few hundred banks go under, maybe even more. And the FDIC is $50 billion, $52 billion in round figures. And this buyout saving of IndyMac is going to cost somewhere around $6 or $8 billion. So it's a good chunk of the money that they had. And I noticed that, and they didn't say how, but they said those who had more than $100,000 in their accounts would be compensated in time. I don't know whether it's this century or the next, but anyway, we've been telling people to take any monies out of banks that were over $100,000 and to think twice about even keeping $100,000 in a bank, because I think many of them, because of this toxic waste in the form of mortgage bonds that they're holding and other loans as well, and credit card loans and everything else, that many, many banks are going to be under pressure.
That's a good question, and, Bob. How do you analyze your bank? Because they all lie so much in their financials. How do you analyze if a bank's a good place to have your dollar, which is already being stolen by inflation?
Well, there are services that do that, and we have one that we recommend to people, and they charge a small fee, which I think is understandable and worthwhile, to find out what their rating on such and such a bank is. But I think the main thing is that you don't want to have a lot of cash around, and you know, unless you've got a business or something like that. And even if you got a business, if you're using a bank, you're going to have to use several banks. If you've got like a half a million, you should have five accounts with $100,000 each in them, just to protect yourself. And people who don't need a great cash flow or money sitting there behind them, I think they should be considering gold and silver related assets. And for those who already have a lot of those or don't want any, the only alternative I can see is Swiss franc government bonds. And they yield 2-2.5% the strongest currency in the world. And they do have enough gold to back their currency if they choose to again. And so that is that alternative. So I don't have many things to offer, just gold and silver related assets in those bonds. And there's not many places to go. I think the stock market's going lower. I think interest rates are going higher. in the real interest rate market.
Well, Bob, I was thinking about this.
Bonds will go down.
You said here in late 2007, you said in the seventh month, and that's now what we're in, you said in July you'll see banks start going under. And I get confused. I mean, I know you're the expert. That's why I get confused. But you're saying it's going to take longer, a couple more years for the depression to hit, but then you were right on about the earnings coming in, the news coming in now, this happening now. I just don't see this going out another 2.5 years.
Well, I know you don't, and I think it's because you probably haven't been doing this for 50 years, and you gain patience. And not only that, you recognize the power that the Illuminati has. I mean, they control the purse strings of the entire world. And they're fighting to stay alive. They're fighting to keep the system going. And they're gonna draw it out as long as they can, or until a time is reached when they want it to go down.
And drawing it out makes it worse for us, doesn't it?
No, it makes it worse for everybody. Because all those guys...
Skip this break, Bob. Stay there. We're gonna talk to Bob.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Stop asking questions.
It's
the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
You know that there's treason going on. You can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Life has changed. We're not 21 anymore. We have responsibilities. That's why there's Drinkin' Made Hangover Defense. Sure, we've done our share of partying.
Yeah, dude.
Now, kicking back with the neighbors and a few beers is more our style. But let's face it, as we get older, even that can leave us feeling run down the next morning. With Drinkin' Mate, you can have a few drinks tonight without waking up feeling like you had a few. Drinkin' Mate's patented and proven formula of guava leaf extract has antioxidants and other unique properties that help prevent the headache, queasy stomach, and dehydration even a few drinks can leave behind. Just dissolve one Drinkin' Mate in water and take it before bed. It's that easy. The next morning, bring on the responsibilities. Drinkin' Mate Hangover Defense is available at retailers nationwide. Pick up some today. Remember your Drinkin' Mate and wake up feeling great.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Our guest, we just did a behind-the-scenes discussion for the InfoWars.com viewers. His website is theinternationalforecaster.com, theinternationalforecaster.com, and you can go there and get a free digital copy of it. It comes out twice a week, twice a month for hard copies. Before he leaves us, we'll give you the toll-free number to get that. Before we go back to Bob, I want to thank some of our sponsors In the next hour, we're taking your calls for Bob that make this radio show possible. One of them is Interfood. They are the best green food I found out there, bar none. Interfood Botanicals has a whole line of great vitamins and nutrients. Really what they are is whole foods, though, that are unpasteurized in a concentrated form in their mainline product, their number one product. That's the Interfood. It's a green food. You put two little scoops in your orange juice or apple juice every morning. Dulse kelp, barley grass, wheatgrass, corallina, spirulina, and 14 other super food ingredients. Balanced energy all day long, greater stamina, weight loss, greater mental clarity, reduced food cravings, healthy radiant skin, helps maintain healthy cholesterol levels. It's just great stuff. Go to InfoWars.com. Link through right there on the Interfood.com banner, because when you link through there, you get 10% off because you're an Alex Jones listener, a listener to my radio show, or a visitor to InfoWars.com. You can also give them a call toll-free. Tell them Alex Jones sent you to get 10% off, 1-866-762-9238. That number, again, 1-866-762-9238. Now, I know you're holding. You want to talk to Bob Chapman. That's coming up early in the next hour. But right now, in the minutes we've got left, Bob, you are continuing to walk through the fact that this is going to bring everybody down. You agree with the Financial Times of London, you know, saying that this even endangers the overarching order of things. They meant this to be the debt pit to capture us. How did they create a weapon, a debt weapon, that now threatens to envelop them?
Well, I think they, and they've done this before, they overestimated what they could accomplish. And then, in addition to that, they were very, very surprised at the mess that the Bush administration and Blair and now Gordon Brown administration in London made of Iraq and Afghanistan. It's just, you know, to quote Brzezinski a couple of years ago, he said, I mean, this is a nightmare. I mean, you know, with all the work we did on this thing, and these guys have made a mess out of it, it set back the timetable for world government by 30 years. He later said 50. And I'm happy about that. But how did they get in the mess they're in? Those are the two factors. They reach too far beyond. And you got to remember, one of the real problems that they have is they are very, very arrogant people. They think they're the lords of the world, the heads of the universe, if you might. And they are prone to make those kind of silly mistakes, because they have a lot of people working with them 24/7 all over the world, because they have endless supplies of wealth, working on their plans for the future. And then, of course, Brzezinski and Kissinger and people like that take those plans and put them together and shape them into policy for these people. And what you've said, Alex, you can find all this. All you have to do is be willing to read and do research. I mean, Foreign Affairs is the house organ of the Council on Foreign Relations. I was a subscriber since 1960. And what they're going to do, they just print it right out and tell you.
Bob.
And it's part of that arrogance.
We got a break for 60, 70 seconds. We're going to come back with the fourth and final hour with Bob Chapman and your phone calls. We're going to talk about the Iran situation.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Our beloved.